You're back with Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. Used to call it Fair St. Louis. This 4th of July, it'll be called Celebrate St. Louis. And one major attraction that is back is the air show. And that's sure to delight a lot of people. On the line, Chuck Coleman. He's going to be one of those folks that's going to be flying overhead. He's a stunt pilot and aerospace engineer. And he was actually the flight instructor for actors of Top Gun Maverick. Chuck, thank you so much for joining us on KMOX.
Yeah, thanks for talking to me.
First off, let us know what you're going to be flying in the air show this year.
Well, it's called an Extra 300L, and it's like the top-end aerobatic plane. So arch grounds, you know, fireworks and everything. It's an amazing place to fly aerobatics, and there's going to be a bunch of us. So I believe it's about 2 o'clock on 4th of July. So come on down and see this crazy stuff on the Mississippi.
Describe some of your stunts.
Well, some of my favorites are like things that you'd never see, like tumbling the airplane, end over end somersault, flying it backwards, pulling a lot of G's and that. But it's just, you know, amazing to be able to get the opportunity to fly at Celebrate St. Louis.
A lot of people, you know, when you fly over an urban area, they don't think of some of the safety issues. For you, you know, what are you looking out for when you're dealing with, number one, crowds, you've got a river there, you've got a pretty congested area? You know, what are the safety concerns for you as a stunt pilot?
We have a very strict aerobatic box that's waivered by the FAA. So basically it's over the river and between the bridges, and we're not allowed to fly outside of that except if we're doing non-aerobatic maneuvers. And you'll find the crowds very safe and everything. And we take that into a high priority for our flying air shows.
I want to note for our listeners that not only are you a stunt pilot, you're also a test pilot. We mentioned that you're an aerospace engineer. I'm really curious, being an engineer and knowing a lot about the mechanics of a plane, if that helps you maybe push these planes to their limit because you know it so well inside and out.
Right. You know, equations and stuff and aerospace engineering, and you got equations and you're flying and it has equations too. So you got airspeed, altitude, all those equations kick in. And it's kind of like all the vectors and you see it and you kind of think engineering wise, I think, wow, this is good. I got energy and everything like that. So it's good. And actually I came down to St. Louis in the 80s to work for what was McDonnell Aircraft back then. And I worked on the F-18. And then a few years ago, I got asked to train the pilots for Top Gun Maverick. And that was just an amazing venture. And we could talk more about that if you'd like.
I'd like to. I was going to ask you about that. Obviously, the actors aren't probably actually piloting the plane, but what kinds of things are you training them for to try to portray a pilot?
Well, basically, Tom Cruise learned from the first Top Gun that the actors got maybe a few flights or so, and they couldn't use any of the footage because they looked scared, funny colors, all that stuff. So he says, I'm going to take the actors through this extensive program to get them ready. And it turned out they flew probably 30 flights, 40 hours or more, and they were trained. And when we got in the F-18s, the pilots were, you know, like, wow, these people are well prepared to fly an F-18. So
what kind of things did you
think of Tom Cruise? Yeah. Go ahead.
I was going to ask, what kind of things did you run them through so they did feel more comfortable up there?
Well, a lot of it, kind of the main goal was let's give them confidence. And there's what's called G tolerance. So if, you know, an F-18 is pulling 7.5 G's and you don't want to black out or get gray or anything, you want them to be, you know, they're heroes flying F-18s built at Lambert Airport by Boeing now, Super Hornets. And it's kind of the confidence and the G tolerance. And then, you know, it would be a waste of a flight if they went up and they had to use the bag and got sick and everything all the time. So we were prepping them to do all that so they wouldn't miss out on the opportunities in the F-18.
Dish the dirt. Did any of them ever have to use the sick bag?
Yeah. You know, and at least two didn't have to use it. And I don't know if it, you're born with that or something, but usually you get over, you fly enough and it kind of goes away. And then what you eat and, you know, hydration and everything's important. But there, I've got so many compliments about how well the actors did, you know, in the F-18s.
Talk about working with Tom Cruise. I think a lot of people would like to know what these folks are like in real life.
Well, you go in, you say, oh, the actors, you know, they're going to be snobby and all that stuff. And they were, like, so outgoing. And they were always, I mean, I flew with most of them about over 20 times. And they'd show up and they would just be smiling. Says, what are we going to do today? And all this fun type of thing. And so it's kind of a good release for them. It's like, wow, you know, you guys are going to be part of this sequel of a movie made in 1986. And they're going to be prepared. But Tom kind of set up a program. He started with a small plane just to get him in the air because none of them have ever flown small planes in that. And then aerobatics in the X-Rhythmia, and that's where they spent most of the time. And then they went to an L-39 jet and then the F-18. So it's kind of like a graduating course, and they graduated to the Boeing F-18 Super Hornet.
How much training have you done, you know, overall over the years of some of the pilots that may be up in the air right now?
Well, I'm a flight instructor, and my toll I looked at the other day, I have 12,000 hours of flying, and you divide that by 24, and that's a lot of days in the air type of thing. But, yeah, a lot of thousands of people I've flown with instruction and things like that, so it's amazing, and it actually started, I learned to fly out at the Spirit of St. Louis Airport, you know, in West County. And that's kind of where it clicked in. I go, wow, this is amazing stuff. And it continued on and test piloting, all this other stuff. And then $1.5 billion Top Gun Maverick in theaters. So
very familiar with Spirit. So, you know, for you, what is your favorite? Do you have a favorite plane that you'd like to fly?
Well, they'll say it's the one you're flying at the time. But, you know, an extra 300 aerobatic plane that I'll be flying at the air show on the river next to the Arch, that's my favorite. And it's going to be the same plane. It's a two-seater. They have one-seat and two-seat version. This is a two-seater. So this will be the same plane that I flew with all the actors, including Tom Cruise and, you know, Miles Teller and Glenn Powell and everybody that's really kicking in their career with a great movie like that.
Are there any planes that you've never gotten to fly that you would love to fly just once?
Oh, yeah. You know, a lot of them have never flown before, but there's people that have been, you know, Mach 3 and SR-71s and that. And, you know, I could have joined the military and got an opportunity to fly like the F-18 or F-15 or some of those planes, but I went kind of the civilian path and, you know, been real proud of what I've been able to do.
Now, when you do an air show like this, obviously from where you're at, your altitude, you can't hear the crowd. Do you ever, you know, watch the videos to know how the crowd reacted to your performance?
That's a good question. And I have it taped on the ground and then they ooh and ah and clap and everything. But kind of one of the greatest parts is you come in and you land and you taxi past the crowd and you wave and the enthusiasm and you see the kids just, oh my gosh, you know, and then I know that, wow, those kids are inspired and maybe they want to go fly an airplane someday. And many have. And that's kind of the same with the movies, the Top Gun in 86. You talk to a lot of people says, yeah, I saw that movie and I wanted to fly jets and they go to the Navy and Air Force and fly jets. So incredible the inspiration we get from flying because it's just, wow, the freedom we get in the air and everything. So incredible.
Well, Chuck, thank you so much for joining us this morning, and we look forward to seeing you this Independence Day over St. Louis.
Okay. Thank you very much. Come on down. 3 o'clock we're flying and stay around. Fireworks and everything. Gets the Arch on the Mississippi. Amazing place.
Sounds fantastic. That is Chuck Coleman, stunt pilot and aerospace engineer, joining us this morning on Total Information AM.